بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah salam and salam be upon the noble prophet, the believers of his family, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. This topic is entitled The Inverted Priorities. This topic is entitled The Inverted Priorities. Corrupt creeds, lying, cheating, injustice, innovations, lowly desires, attachment to this life, ignorance, mysticism, grave worship, bigoted blind following, and so forth. And we boast, saying, our main problem is in our leaders. Is this the case? In the name of Allah, I begin. He the Most High says, in Surah Al-Ra'd, in chapter 13, verse 11, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Verily Allah will not change the good or bad condition of a people as long as they don't change their state of goodness or sins and wrongdoings themselves. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, quote, ponder upon the hikmah, the wisdom of Allah, the Most High, where He has made people's kings their leaders and those of authority over them of the same kind as their, meaning as the people's deeds. Rather, it is as if the people's deeds appeared in the forms of their kings and leaders. If they are upright, then their kings and rulers will be upright. And if they turn away from uprightness, then their leaders will turn against them. And if they oppress and tyrannize, then their kings and rulers will tyrannize and oppress. And if deception and treachery becomes manifest among them, then the same will appear in their rulers. And if they refrain from fulfilling the rights of Allah upon them and become niggardly regarding their execution, then their kings and rulers will refuse to give them their rights and will become niggardly, withhold their rights from them. And if they take away from those whom they oppress that which they deserve not to take, then the kings will take away from them that which they deserve not to take, and will levy taxes and impose tasks upon them. And whatever they unjustly take from the oppressed, their kings will take the same by force from them. So, those in charge of them appear in the forms of their, meaning the rule, deeds. Those in charge of them appear in the forms of their, meaning the rule, deeds. And it befits not the divinity, or it befits not the divine wisdom, that the evil and wicked be ruled except by those of the same kind. and it befits not the divine wisdom that the evil and wicked be ruled except by those of the same kind. And since the early Muslims were the best and most righteous of generations, their rulers were the same. But when they turned weak, their rulers turned to be the same. So it befits not the hikmah, the wisdom of Allah, that in these times, meaning Imam Ibn al-Qayyim's times, and you know Ibn al-Qayyim was born in 691 after Hijrah, corresponding to 1292, and died in 751 after Hijrah, corresponding to 1350. May Allah's mercy be upon him. He said here, so it befits not the hikmah, the wisdom of Allah, that in these times, meaning his times, that rulers the like of Muawiyah and Umar bin Abdul Aziz be in charge over us, lest to mention Abi Bakr and Umar. Rather, he said, our rulers are in accordance with our rank and standing, and those who ruled those before us were also in accordance with their rank and standing. And both matters, meaning the status of the former rulers and those of his time, are as necessitated and entailed by Allah's hikmah. End of quote. These amazing and beneficial words of this Imam came in his book Muftahu Dar al-Sa'ada, volume 2, pages 177 to 178, the print by Dar ibn Affan in 1416, corresponding to 1996. It is very evident that from the legal perspective and by the consensus of the early Muslims, as well as by way of intellect and experience, that the true change of the status of the Ummah, that the true change of the status of the Ummah is when it turns to Allah and follows the ways that made the early generations successful. Imam Malik rahimahullah summed it up in words few in number, profound in meaning, when he said, nothing will benefit the Ummah to come except that which benefited the early Ummah. Nothing will benefit the Ummah to come. Let us ponder deeply on his words. Nothing will benefit the Ummah to come except that which benefited the early Ummah. Those who adopt the path of confrontation with the rulers, thinking that the change comes through this way, are trailing the path of misguidance, and a path whose consequences proved it wrong by all perspectives. This is the same path of the early dissidents, the Khawarij, who followed the mutashabih, not entirely clear texts, instead of following the muhkam, the clear text, and referring whatever may be not entirely clear to that which is muhkam, entirely clear. The following of the mutashabih is a path of fitan, afflictions, that led to the rebellion against the leaders of the Sahaba, and in our times has caused bloodshed and suffering and retardation of da'wah. Allahu al-Musta'an. This matter is a matter of deen. This matter is a matter of deen and not emotions. And not emotions. And since the textual proofs are replete commanding the believers that they must obey those in authority, even if they oppress and take one's wealth, etc., as long as they do not command the believer to do sin, then we have no choice but to comply. Otherwise, we will be inventing a new deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one free of all imperfection, the Most High, says, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. In Surah An-Nur, chapter 24, verse 63. Let those beware who withstand the Rasul's orders, unless some fitna befalls them or a grievous penalty be inflicted on them. And as Imam Malik rahimahullah said, whatever was not deen at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot be considered to be a part of the deen today. And when? This today was Imam Malik's days. So what about our days? So if the person chooses to contend the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then let him remember the following ayah. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. In Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 115. If anyone contends with and opposes the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the right path has been shown clearly to him and follows other than the believer's way, we shall keep him in the path he has chosen and burn him in hell, and what an evil destination. May Allah the Most Merciful guide us all to the truth and make us whole to it, and may He the Most High and Majestic save us all from fitan and guide us ruled and rulers to His path. Ameen. Concluded on this night, the night of the 23rd of the month of Rajab, 1426 after the Hijrah of the Prophet ﷺ, 27 of August 2005. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.